There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, up and away. It's FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday Eve edition of the show. Glad to have you along. My name's Sean. Easy to get in touch with as well. The text line, ever popular, and the phone line have the same numerical string, right? It's both of them. You get to them by phone call or text at 251-343-0106. Plus, you can use the FM Talk 106.5 app, which is like a... Out of all the stupid apps that end up, which by the way, like every time it wants me to update software on my Samsung phone, and I'm still down with the Android, but it like puts a bunch of other games and stuff on, like I don't want that stuff. So then I got to go and delete it. But this is one you will want, the FM Talk 106.5 app on your phone. Of course, you could use it to stream the station. Wherever you got a signal, there's the station. Also, show schedules on there. All our social media feeds with breaking news and information coming out, they're all put in one place, so you can get them there on the app. And in addition to that, you can check out all the podcast posts there as well. And easy to call or text from there, but also use that microphone icon on the front page. You press that, you can record a message, emails to the show, and I can play it back here on the air. All right, what goes around comes around, but maybe not, or maybe the better quote here is from Billy Shakes. Used to be known as William Shakespeare. Remember in The Tempest, he said, "What's past is prologue, and it's back." It's back. The toll. I still think I've got in my office, I have to go back there and look. Do I still have the no toll sign? People brought me all kind of stuff during the original debate. The no toll sign, I've got the stickers. I got a cooler on my boat that still has the tolls with like the line through it, like the no, you know, like the Ghostbusters thing, but not with Ghostbusters, not with the ghost, but with tolls. It's back here. And so we begin again this discussion of the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project. You heard, obviously, discussion on Jeff's show about that. Let's kind of run through this, and we'll discuss it this hour, 251-343-0106. So... $60 is unlimited monthly commuter pass. Okay, so that's the all you can drive monthly, 60, right? So with $720 a year for the commuter pass. So it says breaks down to $1.36 per trip for daily users, $3 per trip with the Algo pass rate, $7.70 for users with an interoperable transponder. Drivers without a transponder will be billed through a pay-by-plate process. Which, by the way, side note here, too. That reminds me, I got to do this after the show today. I've got my daughter in New York driving a vehicle that is in my name. And I get stacks from New York Toll Authority all the time. I get paid, tolls I got to pay. They get the plate, they send the bill to me. Also, Aldada anticipating that the overwhelming majority of the local users will choose an Algo Pass, another compatible transponder, or one of the available toll-free routes. Now, remember what they told us back then. There was worry. Remember, the discussion had come up for maybe tolling the Bankhead because they were worried about people. And Dalton was the one that looked up this term. And this has been all those years ago. He and I were doing the morning show, and he found the term shunpiking. Shunpiking, which means avoiding tolls, which is funny because I was in a documentary. Let's see if that documentary's out there. They were shooting a documentary about toll roads in the United States, And that was being filmed at the same time that all this was going on here in Alabama and in our neck of the woods. And they came down and I was on the documentary. I think John Sharp was on the documentary, but they also used the shun piking term there. So it'll be back in the mix. All right. So what do we know here? This is, you know, like I said, what's past is prologue, but the number, $8. Remember the pushback before? Like, we asked the question way back then, and I'll continue to ask, what price is acceptable? Now, if you're like me, it's like when somebody said, well, what do you want your monthly to be? And I said, well, I want it to be zero is what I want it to be. What will you accept is the question. From Erica Thomas's story over at 1819 News says, Alabama Department of Transportation unveiled a revised plan for the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project, including a nearly $8 toll. Now, that's it was $7.70, something like that. With an Algo pass, the toll would be $3 per trip, an increase of over the previously proposed $2.50 Algo pass toll. I was told in the aftermath of the fight against the tolls, I was told that there was going to be a toll no matter what. In discussions I had, even off-the-record discussions with folks, I said, come on. They said, this will not be done without a toll. You are not going to get this project without a toll. It will not happen. Interestingly enough, been putting money into it already, right? I was talking to Jeff about how the money has crept. When we first started talking about the proposed project, it was an $800 million project. Two things stood out to me. $800 million project, and for the longest time in our country, projects done on interstate systems were 80-20, meaning the feds took care of 80%, an amalgamation of municipal, state, county, those groups came together for the other 20. That flipped around years ago, and now it's 80-20 seemingly the other way. Feds putting in 20%, the rest coming not from the feds on this. But the price has increased by billions in this project. So what they were talking about, it tolls way back when, and then you can go through the conversation of everything costs more to make today. But they're already spending money. All the testing and the work that's being done, you see it right along the Bayway. I mean, they're already spending money on this. So to me, the people telling me beforehand, this will not be be built without tolls. It's not happening. And then to see the work already starting tells me that it's a foregone conclusion. I mean, this is what it's going to be. Goes on back to Erica's story. Said, after more than 30 years, the project's expected to begin by the end of this year. I would argue it's already started. I mean, the environmental stuff they've done, where they're working along the Bayway for pilings on it. This has already started. Says this is pending anticipated approval of the federal TIFIA, which is an acronym for the Transportation Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act. So a federal TIFIA loan for 49% of the cost. Plans include, mind you, that's a loan. It's not a check. It's a loan. Plans include the new cable-stayed Mobile River Toll Bridge, improvements to the interchanges and enhancements making the existing Bayway 6 lanes. Because remember this, too, if you've forgotten since back then, it's not just a bridge. It's going to be the whole Bayway replaced. Erica goes on and says, elected officials were quick to praise movement on the project. Well, I guess that's the thing. What'd they say today? Somebody said, well, this is closer than ever before. Well, of course the project's closer than ever before. I mean, when I hear that, I'm like, uh-huh. Because if you went back 10 years, it wouldn't be it's closer than ever before. Some quotes here. First of all, Governor Ivey said, and just hear her voice, not mine, when I say that. This project is essential to Alabama's future and represents one of the most important infrastructure investments in our state's history. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, she's had all, now all of a sudden she's hot and heavy on it, right? Because of toll. I mean, remember back in the day. Actually, even before we were talking about the toll, remember it was going to be a public-private partnership and the private entity would be doing the toll recovery there. So, this Governor Ivey says, blah, 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 blah. And then goes on to say, this transformative project will strengthen our economy, improve safety, and ensure we are better prepared in times of emergency. I appreciate President Donald Trump, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, Alabama's congressional delegation, and all our local partners for helping us reach this milestone. Bah, 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 bah. End quote. So here we are. Toll for commuters, $7.70 per trip. Although, you know, we talked about if you do the all-you-can-drive pass, it drops it. $7.70 per trip, much higher than the amount of the $6 toll proposed back in 2019, which led to public backlash. After hearing public concerns, the plan was changed to propose $2.50 toll in 2022. That was the one I thought that had most legs. That was coming out of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization. Chairman Jack Burrell then said there would be an option for commuters to Mobile to cross the new bridge for under a dollar each way. However, after new plans were announced today, Burrell said the proposals have changed over time to meet realistic goals. This goes back to that discussion of being told, Sean, this is not going to be done without tolls. The idea that this will happen without a toll is like a no-go. No room, no negotiation, no-go. Quotes Jack Burrell further in the story, said, while this project's evolved over time, its importance has never changed. This revised approach provides meaningful congestion relief, improves regional mobility, and creates a path towards delivering a project that many people have waited decades to see. End quote. You got that right. It's been, for me, just, it's been decades. Remember when we first started talking about the environmentals on it? Do you remember far enough back when we were talking about where the shadow from the bridge might be cast on downtown? Remember they did the mock-ups of how that high-rise bridge would cast these shadows and what would it mean for... That's how long I've been talking about this. All right, we'll continue this discussion with you when we return. 251-343-0106.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 1222 FM Talk 1065 and Midday Mobile. Just an idea I'm messing with. Maybe you tell Meta and the other people that are going to build data centers, say, listen, you want to come in here, build a data center? Well, you can build a lot of data centers if you build the bridge first, and then you pay for it, and then get your data centers going. All right, to the text line at 251-343-0106. Michael, Mobile and Baldwin counties need to just go ahead and secede from Alabama, keep our tax dollars here, and build our own bridge. The state legislature uses us to supplement the rest of the state and then pretend like they're Robin Hood instead of the Karl Marx they legislate like. Also, Kiewit, I think, I don't know how to pronounce that name, K-E-W-I-T, is it Kiewit? Kiewit has already started amping up their labor force and is even about to move into a new office. It's already started and a done deal. Yeah, that's what I was saying, Michael. To have been told through that whole process, I mean, with sit down with people that knew what they're talking about, they said, I said, what about a zero toll? What if we did this? They said, it will not happen without there being a toll. That's back when we were talking about 250, right? Which is the lowest number we saw. But to know that they're already starting, there's been work going on, even though I know the story says, yeah, starting in the new year, but I mean, there's been work going on. So that tells me that it's not a negotiation on whether there's going to be a toll or not. Unnamed texter says, I'm all for shunpiking. Yes. So use that word. Maybe use it this weekend. People talking about the story say, well, you know what that's called. That's up. That's shunpiking. Because remember, that was a big worry they had. Like, duh. What will happen if we're tolling? You know, we toll the Wallace Tunnel and we toll the bridge. Then people will go on other routes. Yes. That's how people work. And people make a decision. Is it worth doing? And I've said this before. When you have another option, sometimes you choose to pay, sometimes you don't. Florida Turnpike came up in a discussion. I choose Florida Turnpike. We're going down to Miami or something. But I know what I'm getting into. I don't want to be on I-95. you know, or I don't want to go down the west side, then cut over. Although it's fun to go down the west side and cut down, cut across on Tamiami Trail or Alligator Alley. Those are fun. But and we'll go the turnpike and go down. But I know what I'm getting into, and I'm not stuck with it. David, let's see. David in Fairhope says, I'm betting any bridge toll project will have numerous flock cameras installed. Yeah, I get. Well, that's what they're going to use, I guess, for or whatever kind, for the license plate readers. Well, you know, since Derek brought this up the other day, we'll talk maybe today more about the flock cameras and pushback. Because you look on social media, there's like anti-flock camera activists taking out the actual cameras, like getting rid of them. Let's see. Local rapper said, I'm guessing the carpet was not red at the premiere of your documentary movie about toll roads. No, it wasn't. I'll have to dig around all like the recesses of YouTube to see if it's out there somewhere. Let's see. Jason said, I'm told from a reliable source that the new plan is only to build 4,000 feet of new bayway, then it ties back into the existing bayway. Oh, I'm sorry. That's from John, not from Jason. That's from John. Okay, John, I have not heard that one yet because I was told that they would finish out to the other side. That's interesting. So, John, I have not heard that yet. Jason said, Sean, are they floating the $8 number? So after the public outrage, we'll be happy with $5 when that was the goal all along. Think we'll hear from Spiro on this anytime soon. I think the mayor, and I was texting with him earlier this week, hopefully he'll be on the show in the next week or two. That was before this even came up. I want to get him back on the show and enjoy those conversations. Yeah, I mean, could it be, you know, that Jason, my mind works like yours in somewhat of a negotiation. You know, tell them $8 and he'll be happy with $5. But I don't know. I think the concrete's dry on the deal before the concrete's dry on the bridge, right? Jason goes on to say, if tolls redirect traffic, can we put one on 158, please? Yeah, you know, go on 158 every once in a while. And Wayne Biggs would be a guest on the show, and we talked about it and got a lot of y'all's texts. And then I have a very good friend of mine who has to travel 158, and he confirms to me everything y'all tell me. He's like, it is, we started talking about after that tragic accident, that fatal accident the other day, how bad it is. And the way the lights are synced, right, if I get this right, they want to make sure that there's not a backup onto I-65. Right, so you get the traffic out, so there's not people stopped out on I-65. Well, because of that, the light cycle favors 65, people getting, you know, coming off from the northbound to the southbound lanes, favors that, not the localized traffic. Therefore, you get big backups. All right, unnamed texter, I think, said, and if you have a name, just let me know. Said, I would argue for a tiered long-term pass pricing model with Baldwin County bearing the brunt. They stand to gain much more overall. We all know the money earned in Mobile flows eastbound and never returns with the daily work commuters, and the tourism dollars are all staying in Florida and Baldwin County. Problem is, though, I guess lucky for me, I don't have to look up notes. I did this for so long. You can't advantage, like, by law, because it's interstate, which is frustrating, right? It's interstate that we're paying for part of, but because it's interstate and there's federal money, you can't make just like the toll be different for what county you're in or what state you're in. It has to be uniform. Now, the benefit is you can do these all-you-can-drive passes would not be of interest to someone who didn't live here, but we can take advantage of it. Derek says, I'll burn that B down. Did I hear they say they would toll the causeway? Now, that was an idea early on. They were talking about how to, they're like, oh gosh, we put this toll in, people will go around it. Of course they will. They were talking about, but that is not. No toll on the causeway. Although the way the story's been, that I know of right now. Now it is, the free routes would still be, this is most recent information, maybe something being scribbled on a legal pad somewhere right now, I don't know. The most recent information, he told the Wallace, he told the new bridge. Bankhead is still free. I'm going up around Africatown. bridge coming over. That way, still free. For now. All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Hey, speaking of the outdoor show, coming up on Saturday, we booked one of the favorites every year. It's once a year for the last couple years, and maybe twice a year some years. But we're talking boat trailers, and we'll talk some fishing and all that when Mike Ward and I get around. That happens. But we're going to get into the discussion of the things maybe you hadn't thought about with your boat trailer, things you might need to fix, things you maybe overlooked with your trailer. So my buddy Brandon Lunsford will join us on Saturday's show. It's always good show. I mean, it's like not just... hey, make sure you have a spare tire for your... It's not that. It's way more in-depth. So if you pull trailers, let alone with boats on them or anything else, it's a really, from stem to stern discussion of your trailer. So check that out. 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, but it runs through the weekend after that. Right? I just want to read a couple... We'll get back to the text here in a second, but more from the commentary from, like, our senators here. So Senator Tuberville said, thanks to President Trump, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, and the White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles for listening to Alabama cutting through the red tape and helping get the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project moving forward. This project is critical not only for Alabama, but for the entire Gulf Coast and every community that depends on Interstate 10 for commerce, travel, hurricane evacuations, national security. I've been fighting for this ever since I came to the Senate, and I'm glad we're finally ready to get shovels in the ground. It's closer than ever, y'all. It's closer than ever. Senator Britt said, after more than 30 years, the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project is finally becoming a reality. This is exactly the kind of strategic infrastructure investments that strengthen our economy, supports our port, improves safety, and benefits every American who travels the I-10 corridor. It's why I was proud to help carry this over the finish line by leading my colleagues in a bicameral letter advocating for the $550 million federal investment. But we're starting to... I mean, listen, I'm not going to sneeze at 550. Okay, we get 550 in federal, the infra-grant money, right? Which is a legacy from Shelby, by the way. ALDOT, it was $250 million. I'm no math magician, but there's quite the delta, I guess pun intended, quite the delta between $800 million in funding and what's going to be billions in cost to doing this. Senator Britt goes on to say, I couldn't be more grateful to President Trump, Secretary Duffy, and Susie Wiles, everybody's naming the same people here, for recognizing the national importance of this project and for their support, along with Governor Ivey's continued partnership and leadership of the MPOs and local officials who have driven this community. That's the way she said it. The officials who have driven this community-driven crucial project forward, end quote. So there we go. That's where, in other words, the toll is coming, y'all. By the way, the bridge is supposed to open, at least what they're saying now, by 2031. Yeah, I've been tracking this for a while. Will I be alive? And will I be able to still navigate? Will I be able to drive a vehicle? Will they have taken the keys away from me before I can drive over the bridge? All right, to the text line, and let's go to... A bunch coming in here. Let's try to get caught up. Where's this? I think I'm right here. Unnamed texter said, that's why the hotels are being built around Costco for the workers' housing. Have you heard a number of workers it'll take? I haven't. I've sourced some conversation on this. I'm not saying I'm an expert here, but thousands is what I'm being told. Over 2,000, maybe 3,000 to do this. So significant. Captain Doug said, are they going to restrict the already dangerous four-lane bayway to six-lane now? Spanish Fort best be getting ready now for tremendous traffic increase they're about to receive. You know, that was a conversation I had a couple different times with former Spanish Fort Mayor McMillan about the work that was having to be done on the causeway. And I guess that I mean, the way I understood it back then, LDOT had agreed to that to do work on the causeway to be ready for the additional traffic. And I don't think it was like adding a whole bunch of lanes, but it was something about timing or something. I need to go back and listen to my own interview from back then and hear, but he said he had LDOT tell them that that would be happening before the project would be finished. They would have this improvement on the causeway. You know, all it takes is a good, you know, high tide and south wind, low pressure, and you flood out the eastbound lanes of the causeway there, you know, crossing the foot of Chocolata. What happens when, you know, yeah, everybody goes, I don't know. Killer Bees said, going off your idea from data centers paying for the bridge, just charge the solar folks to install solar panels along the bridge. You could do that. Why don't you put it like a, you know what? It's the covered bridge. That's what we do, Killer Bees. Yeah, people love the covered bridges, right? You ever gone and seen covered bridges? Like where my mom's from in Pennsylvania, there's a few in that county. A couple, I think there's three. They're fun to go out and see. Like, oh, wow, take your picture in front of. What if we made covered bridge, but it's with solar panels? Let's see here. Chris in Orange Beach. I haven't seen that. Said a video of an umbrella covered in bumblebees at the beach. I've not seen that. Mr. Valentine. LDOT, total POS. Shoveling ground, but I got to pay for it. Alabama politicians all rolled over and screwed us. Britt Tubby just called me Jerry Moore, etc. Oh, Britt Tubby just called me Jerry Moore, etc. Monty says a dollar from every toll collected should go towards conservation of the Delta and the Bay. Yeah, I would like that, but you think that's... Monty, let's sit, let's not hold our breath. Let's hold an ice cube. Which one's going to melt first, or we're going to pass? That's not happening. I'd love it, but that's not happening. If you're just joining us here, the new number, you know, as William Shakespeare said, what's past is prologue, and it's now more expensive than even in the past. Past is prologue with a rate of inflation. Should have been Shakespeare's quote from The Tempest. But yet, LDOT has unveiled the new plan. Dun, 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen, the new plan. New revised plan for the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway Project. It's a $7.70. I'll break it down a little more for you, but $7.70 for going across. The breakdown is, if you do the, I'm calling it the all-you-can-drive rate, is a $60 unlimited monthly commuter pass. That breaks down to $1.36 a trip for daily users, but by my communications major math, that's still $720 a year. $3 per trip with an ALGO pass rate, yeah, $770 for everybody else. And not just everybody else, I would say, we're not thinking about the commercial side of it. And been texting with Mark Colson from Alabama Trucking Association. We'll probably get him on the show soon. Because remember, they were looking at just when the last offer, which was going to be $250 for like non-commercial traffic going across the bay, the truckers were, I think it was like $18 or something like that each way. I don't know if that stays where it is, or that moves up, you know, if does it move up commensurate? Like if they were talking about when it was going to be $250, right? So 2022, where they backed down, but that won't work, by the way. But when they said it was going to be $250, I think at that point they were saying the trucks would be like $17 or $18. Now that we're talking at $770 for non-commercial going across, what are they going to talk about for the truckers? Let's see, get the next one here. People questioning about, the question about the Louisiana. All right, somebody texting about Louisiana not having a toll on crossing the Pontchartrain, right? I-10 crossing the Pontchartrain. No, that one is not tolled. I mean, Louisiana's got its tolls, right? I mean, you take it the other way, east-west on 10, you're not paying a toll, but you go on the Pontchartrain Causeway, right? If you're going up St. Tammany Parish or something like that, you're paying. But what is it? It's like $3. So up there, it's $3. $3 for the Pontchartrain Causeway. They got a bridge goes from like Leeville to Fouchon, but not a ton of people drive that. $3.75. Bellechasse Bridge in Plaquemines Parish, $1.13. You know, they used to have, you can still see the toll booths there when you're doing the Crescent City Connection. Like coming through New Orleans, and you can go to the West Bank. Where's my people over there call it the best bank, brah? It's the best bank. You go on the West Bank there going across. You know, they had paid off the toll on that bridge, but and I would say pure Louisiana style, but we give Louisiana a run for their money in doing things this way. They continued to collect tolls. And it wasn't until some point afterwards that somebody figured it out. They had a referendum to stop collecting tolls now that the bridge had been paid off there. I don't know that any of us listening right now will live to see the bridge paid off. So, oh well. All right, let's see. Matt says, Sean, my reaction to everyone giving Governor Ivey credit for anything to do with the Bayway Bridge, her and LDOT have been abysmal at best with regards to transparency here. Yeah, it's no transparency. Michael says, I'd bet time on the ground. The ground is broken for the bridge is 7.5 years, but who knows about the Bayway portion. Says, I'll take any and all bets at the 5 year and under. Breaking ground. I mean, they have been doing like surveys and environmental, remember all that? And they had they've done that. I think they're working on putting where the footers are. I mean, you can see the traffic. I mean, you see the work boats down there. Jason says, get Trump to sell a Mobile Bayway crypto coin. It'll sell out, funds raised, no toll, and problem solved. The Bayway crypto coin. Abby in Midtown says, for that amount, I think they need to 8-lane the thing. Right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:52, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, the segment of the show brought to you by my friends at Stone Arms. They're online at Stone Arms Inc., like INC, StoneArmsInc.com, and you can check out a lot of the supply there. But I would say this, because you can go in there and see what's in the shop right now, different new firearms, used firearms, all that. But they get stuff like daily. So it's worth going by. Nice for me. It's on my way home. For everybody, the location, just a little bit west of Snow on Airport, just on the south side, about a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport. StoneArmsInc.com, StoneArmsInc on Facebook. We've talked about it over the years, how quick and easy the process of getting your green light from the feds to be able to shoot suppressed is. I mean, it's, you know, what used to be this monument. You heard about somebody, remember that? Oh, so-and-so's dad did this, that, and the other. And then that's why, you know, we got this rifle that's got a can on it. Well, that's not just for like your friend's buddy's uncle. It's for you. It's for me. Got this done a couple years ago, and because of Stone Arms, it went flawlessly. Go in there. They've got the computer system, the kiosk on the wall. It's a computer on the wall. But it runs you through the whole program. You put everything in the right way because it's the federal government. It's got to be done, you know. This goes here, this goes there. It does your photograph, your fingerprints, everything, sends that off to the feds, and then you get your green light back within 2 weeks for most people. Some people within 2 days are getting the green light back. And the lucky thing for all of us is a huge selection of silencers, suppressors, cans, whatever you want to call them, in stock at Stone Arms at any time. And I was thinking, I think I said this on Tuesday, and it's worth, because somebody's asked me about the prices before. There's like in most of these suppressors, there's like a bronze, silver, gold, you know, plan. Like you can, and they'll tell you why. I didn't, you know, and one I got I got for maybe a modern sporting rifle. I was like, hey, here's what I'm going to do with it. Here's what I want. You know, here's how many rounds I'm going to put through it. And they're like, yeah, you don't need this one. This one may last for 1,000 years, and this one may only last for 200, but it's, you know, the efficacy is the same. I mean, they're really smart about this at the shop. They can walk you through it, find the right suppressor for you, and get you through the process of getting green-lighted from the Fed. So do it today. Start off, if you're just sitting there, at stonearmsinc.com. But most fun is go see them in person. Stone Arms, about a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport. All right, to the text line here. Try to get caught up with this, because I'll talk to our buddy Kyle Hamrick from Lanap in just a second here. Well, after the news. Local rappers said a tunnel over the river instead of under under the river is actually a good idea, especially if the solar panels pay for it. However, no 90-degree bend just before you enter. Absolutely. But local rapper, we're not going to call it a tunnel. We're going to call it a covered bridge. Work with me. I'm in marketing. People are like, oh, honey, let's do that I-10. Let's go that way. They got a covered bridge. It's going to be so nice. The ladies will be thinking the covered bridges thing. This is from Squirrel Vereen. People talk about a new bridge like it will be the end of bad drivers causing crashes and cows falling out of trailers. No, Squirrel Vereen, what I would say is it's opportunity for more cattle to come out of trailers. You have more lanes of it, right? So, Irish Indian said, Sean, didn't Jim Ziegler spearhead the pushback on the building of the bridge as far as tolls being implemented on Facebook? He did indeed, Irish Indian. Hopefully we'll get him back on the show. He should come on a good bit during that process. And, you know, he's possibly going to be on the PSC soon, but he can still talk tolls for sure. Paul said, remember when they stopped it before because of a toll? It might be halfway done if they would have gone ahead. Yeah. It possibly. But once again, this toll thing, it seems like the concrete's getting dry on this, because they have expended money. It's not like they've sat there, everybody leaning against their desk or a piece of equipment. There's been stuff done already. So you have money flowing to vendors already. Engineering's been going on forever. But you have physical work being done, the soil sampling, all that stuff that's been going on for, you know, pouring footers. And so they're doing that with the idea of, I think it's a $7.70 toll. I don't know how much, I don't know. It seems to me, I was told that the thing would not be built without a toll. And then when the $2.50 toll came out, I was excited. I said, okay, well, that's a little more manageable. And then what we heard is, we can't do it for that. And now we're back to, you know, it was $6 before, but with inflation, now we're looking at $7.70. Unnamed texter said, can we just open 50 Learing centers, Somali, and pay for the bridge that way? Yeah, put the Learing centers on there. That'd be something. Larry from Daphne said, hey, Sean, I hear the news and all the discussion that you're having on the Midday Show today about the extra bridge and added lanes for the Bayway. But the question I have is, are we going to do anything about the two lanes in both directions from the Mississippi line to the Florida line across Alabama? What good is having 3 or 4 lane bridge if it goes right back to two lanes once you get off of it? It's like cutting the bottom half of a blanket and sewing it to the top half and saying it's a bigger blanket. Hadn't heard that in a long time, but that's funny. I think the argument's going to be, and you're right, I mean, they need to expand. I mean, obviously, the biggest one right there is going to be from Spanish Fort to the Florida line. Although, me being a West Sider, I'm very interested in Mississippi, you know, to downtown. But I guess the argument, I was just trying to play, you know, the thought process. I would argue this without any facts in front of me. I would tell you, if I'm somebody with them, we don't have to do that. We can leave the other sections as is, because what we're dealing with is the traffic of 65 coming down, getting onto I-10 there, or the traffic of people in Mobile going across the bay. They're going to get off in Spanish Fort. They're going to get off in Malpas, right? Those people won't be using the entirety. I don't know if that's true. I'm just trying to figure out what the spend would be. We don't have, but we don't have the money, Larry, for the first part of it. How the heck are we going to do anything else? Let's see. Very cool. John said, just got a new can for my Mark IV and love it. You know, John, I have a theory. The people behind making it easier for us to shoot suppressed are the ammo companies. Because it's just more fun to shoot. I mean, I may or may not have had rifles to shoot in a place to shoot them for a long time, but I mean, I had something about putting the can on there. Expendable rounds. So it's big ammo that's probably done it, but it works for all of us. Coming back, Kyle Hamrick from Landapp joins us in Hour 2.